October 24, 2010. Orion was supposed to meet Davin at Sanctuary so that he could gather more information about Stryker's plan. He and Davin had always tried to pick spots where there was no chance of any of the Apollomians seeing them together. If Stryker ever learned that Orion still talked to his old friend, he'd kill Davin immediately. And it wouldn't be quick. Last thing he wanted was to cause any harm to befall Davin. He'd sooner cut his own throat. Instinctively, he rubbed the scar left by Stryker's attack on him the night Phoebe died. The bitter memory of that night was never far from the surface, and it was carved in blood on his heart. He'd worshipped his father. His entire life had commanded all manner of atrocities to please him. And for what? So the bastard could kill Orion's wife, and then cut his throat the first time he displeased him. One day I will have my vengeance. If it was the last thing he did, he would kill Stryker for what he'd taken from him. Come on, Davin, have something good for me. Orion went over to the bar to order a beer while he waited. Colt Theodorokopoulos, one of the bears who lived and worked here, handed it off to him. Without a word, Orion drifted around the game area. He checked his watch. Davin was late, highly unusual for him. Fear tightened his gut. Had Stryker found out? The mere thought made his blood run cold. Suddenly a familiar tingle went down his spine and danced along his neck, alerting him that there was a daemon on the premises. Orion scanned the semi-crowded bar looking for his friend. He saw a flash of white blonde hair in the far corner and headed for it. It wasn't until he was within sight that he realized it wasn't Davin. This was a woman, and when she turned toward him, he felt like someone had sucker-punched him. No, it couldn't. It wasn't possible. Tanis? The woman frowned at him, as if the name and his face meant nothing to her. But to him, that name had meant everything. Time froze, as he was taken back to the day his little sister had died. Little, not because she was younger, but because, compared to them, she was so tiny and fragile. One to be protected at all cost. Unlike him and his brothers, she'd been too gentle and kind to take a human life in order to live, and so she'd withered away into dust on her 27th birthday. The pain of her decay had caused her to scream until her throat had bled, and still she'd had no peace, no mercy. It had been the most agonizing death imaginable. One given to her by her own grandfather's curse. After they'd scooped up her remains and buried them years later, they never spoke her name out loud again. But Orion remembered. How could he ever forget the tiny woman he'd protected and championed? The one he'd killed to protect. But this wasn't Tanis. She's dead. He'd seen her decay into dust with his own eyes, yet this woman was a complete physical copy of her, except for the way she moved. While Tanis had been hesitant and dainty, this woman was sure and determined, fluid. She moved like a warrior ready to kill. She had a self-assurance his own sister had lacked. Before he could think better of it, he closed the distance between them. Medea turned as a shadow fell over her. Expecting it to be her informant, she was stunned when she looked into the face of her father. But this man was different. Instead of her father's short, dyed black hair, his was long and snow-white, pulled back into a ponytail. Still, there was no denying the similarity of their features. This was her father's doppelganger. "Who are you?" they asked simultaneously. Medea hesitated when he didn't answer right away. Why was he being reserved when it was obvious he was a relative she hadn't met? Maybe a cousin even her father didn't know about. Curiosity got the better of her, so she answered first. "I'm Medea."
Medea.
He seemed perplexed by her name. "I'm Orion."
Orion.
She gasped at the name of her mysterious half-brother, whom she'd heard about, but never expected to meet. He was now a servant of Acheron, enemy to all of them after he'd betrayed her father.
Filthy traitor!
She spat. He didn't take that well, as he gripped her arm and yanked her toward him. "Who are you?" She wanted to see the shock on his face when she delivered the truth. "Your sister!" Orion blinked twice as that news sank in. He'd only had one sister. There was no way he could have another and not know it. How? "Stryker married my mother, then divorced her to marry yours. She was pregnant with me at the time, and he never knew." His jaw went slack. Why hadn't Davin told him about this? Davin had told him about Stryker's first wife returning, but a sister? A living, real sister? Why would Davin have kept that secret? Ah, shit, suddenly he remembered Asheron telling him. "I wouldn't have forgotten something like that, ever." Yet he had. "Yeah, I did. After the fight, when Ash had gone around tampering with memories, the bastard must have removed that one, too. Why would Ash have done that? Had it been intentional or a mistake? When it came to things like that, with emotions and brains, Ash didn't always have the best control with his powers. So until he talked to him, he'd give him the benefit of the doubt. But if he'd done this on purpose, he could kick his ass. And with that thought came a really bad feeling. "What are you doing here?" "Sightseeing." He knew better, especially with someone sired by his father. "You're spying for Stryker." She jerked her arm out of his hold. "Don't take that tone with me, little boy. You served him too, and for many more centuries." The thought made him ill. "And I paid the ultimate price for that blind stupidity, trust me." She scanned his body. "I don't know. You look pretty healthy and happy to me." Those looks were definitely deceiving. "Yeah, right. Let me tell you something, little girl. I was his favorite. His pride and joy above all others. For thousands of years, I served at his side, doing everything he asked me to, everything, without question or hesitation, and in the blink of an eye. Because I dared to marry without his permission, he cut my throat, literally." "He cut your throat because you married his enemy." "Yeah, right. It had nothing to do with whom he'd married, and everything to do with his father's ego. Stryker couldn't stand the thought of anyone questioning his authority, not even his own son. I married a kind, gentle woman who never hurt a soul a day in her life. She wasn't a warrior. She was an innocent bystander whose only mistake was falling in love with a monster. And making him human. Making him care for someone other than himself. And he would sell his soul if he could have one more moment with her. Don't delude yourself for one minute. Stryker will turn on you, just as he turned on me." "You're wrong about that." "For your sake, sister, I hope to the gods that I am." But the bad thing was, he knew better. It was just a matter of time before their father went after her, too. God help her, then. And with the Galu on the loose, they were all about to get screwed.